Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 14th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Dalad. The halacha is that a bechor, firstborn of a kosher animal, is automatically holy as soon as it's born. That's even nowadays, it has holiness. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd offer it on the Mizbeach. But nowadays, of course, we have no Beis HaMikdash. But what we do is we have to wait until it gets a permanent blemish and then show that permanent blemish, that mum, what we believe it's a permanent blemish, we show it to a mumcha, an expert who understands blemishes, and he has to decide whether it's a mum kabua or mum over, a permanent or a temporary blemish. If it is a permanent blemish, we can go ahead and shecht it and use it for chulin, use it for ordinary human consumption. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a Bechor that had a blemish Erev Yom Tov, but he didn't get a chance to show it to the Chacham yet. So he doesn't know now if it's a Mum Kavu or not. And what happened to this animal was it fell into a pit on Yom Tov. Now we're worried it might die there. Now, are you allowed to take the animal out if you're not going to eat it? No. You're only allowed to do such things if you want to eat it for food. So here, even though there is Tzar Bala Chaim, the animal is suffering, nevertheless, the covet of Yom Tov comes first. So therefore we say that we have to first check and see if it's a mum kavua or not. Says the Mishnah. Bechor. If you have a bechor, firstborn animal, that's a bal mum, firstborn kosher animal, it's got a blemish, but he didn't show it to a mumcha near Yom Tov. Shenofel abar, fell into a pit on Yom Tov. And there's a worry. It may die there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yerid mumcha, let an expert go down, v'yira, and inspect the animal. Im yesh bo mum, to see if it's got a mum, if it's got a blemish, or if the blemish that's on, that already occurred to it on Erev Yom Tov, is it a proper mum? Is it a blemish that's called a permanent mum, which would allow you to shecht it for ordinary eating? Yala v'yishchot. If in fact it has a mum kavua, and it satisfies the laws of blemishes, then you can take it out of the pit and shecht it. Why? Because since you had in mind about this animal an Erev Yom Tov, it doesn't have a din of muktzah. V'im lav, but if the mumcha, the expert, sees that the blemish that was in it an Erev Yom Tov was not a mum kavua, it's only that through falling into the pit, now it became a mum kavua. It became a permanent blemish. But that was the result of the fall of the pit, in the pit. And that happened on Yom Tov, not before Yom Tov. Then lo yishchot, you can't shecht it. Why? You can't even take it out of the pit on Yom Tov and shecht it. And even if you took it up, you'd be osur to shecht it. Why? Because since the mum was not kavua, the blemish was not permanent, on Erev Yom Tov, therefore it's not muchan, wasn't prepared. Now it's a mum kavua. Well, that happened on Yom Tov. It's not muchan, it wasn't prepared for Yom Tov. It's muktzah, basically. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'en mum nikr mevoid yom. Rabbi Shimon is much more strict. He says, if you didn't check, if it wasn't known as a mum kavua on Erev Yom Tov, then ein zeh menamuchan. It's automatically not called menamuchan. It's not prepared. And it's also to lift it up and shecht it on Yom Tov. Some of Farshim learned that Rabbi Shimon doesn't come to Asr at cause of muktzah. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold it in a muktzah. But another reason. He holds, in his opinion, you're not allowed to show an animal for inspection, or give an animal for inspection on Yom Tov, because it's like judging, it's like making a din. And they made a gzera you can't make dinim, you can't make cases, judge cases on Yom Tov. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says. If you didn't inspect it on the Erev Yom Tov, it's not menamuchan, it's not prepared, meaning it's not kosher for shchita, because a mumcha is not able to rule on it. He can't be matur on Yom Tov. And if he did, it wouldn't be anything, because you're not allowed to give a din on Yom Tov. And in fact, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that even if that as long as it hasn't been inspected on Erev Yom Tov, you can't inspect it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Hay. Behema Shemesa, an animal that died on Yom Tov. Lo yizizanim imkama, you're not allowed to move it. Muktzah. Gemara explains we're talking about an animal of Kodshim. After its death, you're not allowed to bring an from it. Basically, you have to just bury it. For that reason, you cannot move it from its place. But if it was an animal of cholin that died on Yom Tov, an ordinary animal, not kochim, if it was dangerously ill on Erev Yom Tov, then it's not muktzah, you can cut it up and use it as dog meat on Yom Tov, because since you knew that it was dangerously ill on Erev Yom Tov, you had your eyes on it. You already were expecting, perhaps I can use that on Yom Tov, or for dog meat. It wasn't pushed out of your heart, mind, it wasn't muktzah. If, however, it was not dangerously ill yesterday, the day before Yom Tov, then we say that even an animal of chulin would be also to move on Yom Tov. Umaisa, there was a story, v'shoal, was Rabbi Tafin Alao. They asked Rabbi Tafin about an animal of kochim that died on Yom Tov. V'ala challah shenitma'a. And they asked about a challah that became tamei, which is really not fit for... Normally, this talking here about the challah that you separate from the dough and give it to the kohen. It's holy. If it becomes tamei, then it's not fit. The kohen can't eat it. It's also bachila. And you can't even burn it, or use it, or give it to his dog, because you cannot get rid of kochim tmeim on Yom Tov. So, they came and asked Rabbi Tafrin, v'nichlas lebeis ha-medrash v'shal, and the person that came into the beis ha-medrash, and they asked, what's the halacha of Amr Lo, and they said to him, the chachamim said to the person who came into the beis ha-medrash and asked about this, loy yezizem mim koimam. He should not move them from their place. Also to move the animal and the challah from their place on Yom Tov. Why? Because since they're not fit for anything, for any use, they're also batiltul. They're muktzah, you can't move them.